Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to another edition of the podcast. I'm glad you're here today. What a week we've had. And I can't think of a better topic for us to think about today than our thinking. In fact, if you've been around the podcast for any time now, you've heard us talk about the power of our thoughts. It is so true that if you want to change your life, you need to change what you're thinking about. Our thoughts are powerful, and most of our thoughts go unchecked. And so when I ran across an article this week, I thought this is a good word for us to think about on the weekday podcast, because one of the things that I found is that people want freedom, and that freedom doesn't come through trying harder and doing better and all these things. It really comes when we focus our minds on what God wants us to think about. And so the question is, well, how do you do that? I mean, what are some practical ways, especially in the midst of this week, what are some ways that you can do that and make a big difference in your mind? And the first one is this. Number one, think about Jesus. Think about Jesus. Hebrews 12:3 says, think about Jesus' example, that he held on while wicked people were doing evil things to him. So do not get tired and stop trying. And so the thing that gives us the power to keep going is to think about the example of Jesus. Keep your mind on who the Bible says he is and the example that Jesus has given us for how we're to live a life that actually pleases God. Number two, as you're thinking about Jesus, think about others. Think about others. Hebrews 10 verse 24 says, let us think about each other and help each other to show love and to do good deeds. I think you'll admit it, most people think about themselves first. And so anybody that makes the shift that says, I want to think about others more than myself, is somebody that's really going to make a difference. When you choose to think about what other people may need, and when you think about how you could help them, you begin to find that it's hard to let your problems get you down. So number one, think about Jesus. Number two, think about others. And number three, think about eternity. Think about eternity. The Bible says in Colossians 3, verse 2, let heaven fill your thoughts. I love that. Let heaven fill your thoughts. Don't spend your time worrying about things that are down here. And so usually the thing that we're worried about is an area that we're not trusting God with. Usually that thing that we're worried about today isn't going to matter in 5 years, much less in eternity. And so when you begin to fill your thought with heaven and eternity, it puts everything else into perspective. So I want to encourage you. I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know what the ups, the downs are. I don't know what your hopes and dreams are. Whatever that situation it is, I want to encourage you to stop and to think about what you're thinking about. And then as you do that, choose to focus on Jesus. Choose to focus on others and choose to focus on your home in eternity. What I think you'll find today is your focus will begin to lessen on yourself, which is honestly how God intended us to live. And when we begin to think about Jesus, others, and eternity, I guarantee you it will transform your life. Have a great day. I hope to see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.